wonderful choir. We thank God for this choir. Let's praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the name of the Lord this morning. It's fantastic. Hallelujah. The Lord use you. The Lord use you. I know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. You will do more. You will go higher and higher in Jesus' name. Amen. How many of us are blessed? Oh, yeah. It's quite a long time I had choir like that. The Lord is good. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for our pastor and his wife giving the privilege to share this morning. We thank God that we are in the presence of the Lord. Amen. And we are all going to be blessed together in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want us to take time to fellowship together. You're going to leave your seat and you're going to go to someone this morning and you are going to pray with that person. You're just going to share and tell that person, you look to the eye of that individual and tell him you are remembered. You are special. Can you please leave your seat? Please. Just go to somebody. You are sending a word into the life of that individual. You are remembered. You are special. You are the special of God. You are remembered by God, by heaven. And you are special this morning.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. You're all special before the Lord. And we thank God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're all remembered. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning, I want us to look into the scripture. We're going to read two passages. The first one is Isaiah 55, verse 11. Isaiah 55 verse 11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Hallelujah. Second passage is Matthew chapter 8. Verses 8 to 10. Matthew 8:8-10. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word. Only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. We're looking at the power and the spoken word. Power and the spoken word. Heavenly Father, thank you. We yield unto you this morning, Holy Spirit. We surrender to you. We ask you, Lord, that you make alive your word. Lord, as your word is being released, release it afresh into our life first. And as the word, oh God, by faith, oh Lord, together we release it this morning. Let it accomplish the purpose. Let your word reach every life, every hearer. Let, oh God, let there be a turnaround. Let impossible things become possible. Let doors that have been shut be open. Bring encouragement to every heart. I am but just a vessel, Lord. Hide myself behind the cross. Spirit of the Lord, overwhelm and take over me. Have your way this morning. Let all glory be yours. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Power in the spoken word. God, as we have it recorded in the book of Genesis, spoke. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And we see that God began to speak what originally was inside of him, what he meant, what he had in mind, how the world will look like. He spoke them after the Spirit of the Lord had hovered on the surface of the waters. God spoke, and this word was not just ordinary. The word was powerful, and every word he spoke brought about formation, brought about what he wanted. He said, let there be light, there was light. He said, let there be firmament, there was firmament. Let there be creeping things that creeps upon the earth, there were. And on and on and on. And then he gave, after creating man, he now gave authority to Adam to name all the creatures. Whatever Adam called any of the creature, that is the name that is being called up to today. The power and the spoken word. Adam looked to a certain animal and called them. This one will be called elephant. This will be called crocodile. This will be called lizard. Whatever he called, that is the name up to now. Because he spoke and it was. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 2, 18 to 20. He even named his wife. When Eve was brought out of him, and Eve was brought to him, he said, this is now bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh. It shall be called Ishisha. That's Hebrew. Woman. Because she was taken out of man. Hallelujah. Amen. And then, fast forwarding to the New Testament, we see Jesus in the book of Luke chapter 7. You know the story of the widow of Nain. She was going to bury the only son that she had. The son had died. Life has been snipped out of that son. She was greatly, you know, depressed, in sorrow. And all was gone. Don't forget, she was a widow. And now the only son that's supposed to have helped her is gone. Jesus came at the right time. Jesus came at the spot when a word needs to be spoken to bring about life where there have been death. To bring about a turnaround in the life of this woman. So in Luke chapter 7, verse 11 to 14, you see there, Jesus went and touched the coffin and said, woman, Weep not. She needed a word of encouragement and comfort. That was the first thing Jesus gave her. Weep not. And then thereafter, Jesus commanded the dead son to come out. Say, arise, son, arise. And the word that Jesus spoke, I want us to look at it so that we see it there. Luke chapter 7. From verse 11. Now it happened the day after that he went into the city called Nain. And many of his disciples were with him. Went with him, and a large crowd. And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, just as the Lord is seeing somebody this morning, the Lord is looking at somebody this morning that needs words of encouragement, that needs comfort. God is looking at somebody this morning that needs a turnaround. Something has stopped functioning. Something that needs life. Something that needs continuation. Something that needs a turnaround. Something that needs miracle. God is looking at you. He's going to speak into your life. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, do not weep. Peradventure, you have been weeping inside. You have been crying. Nobody sees your tears. God is saying this morning, weep not. Weep not. Hallelujah. Then he came and touched the open coffin. And those who carried him stood still. And he said, young man, I say to you, arise. The only creator who created the heavens and the earth, who created that young man, spoke into his life. The enemy terminated your life. No, I life. I'm the resurrection and the life. I speak to you, son, man, young man, arise. And he woke up. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Lord is saying something to us, brethren. The Lord is saying we have words in our mouth. God has given us authority, has given us words. Part of the thing we learned yesterday. We should go forth and begin to use it. Beginning from here this morning. Any crooked part you see in the spirit or physically or in any way, God has given you authority. Don't just keep looking at it. You must stand and begin to construct in the spirit what has been destroyed. You must begin to demand a reconstruction, a reformation, the return of life where there have been death. A continuation of what has been destabilized. That God should begin to do the extraordinary. The Lord started with us in my family this morning. Told everybody. Everybody come downstairs. You have to anoint everybody and we begin to pray on everybody. Prophesy. Uproot whatever needs to be uprooted. Destabilize all that needs to be destabilized. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent forth his word. And his word did what? The word healed them. Now, the word will remain inactive until it is sent, until it is released. The seed will remain seed until it is released into the soil. It will not bring forth the purpose of its existence. It's not just for us to eat. If we keep eating all the seed and we don't plant, we will soon enter into famine. But it's meant partly to do what? To sow so that we have more to eat. Hallelujah. So the seed remain powerful only in the shell. As long as it's inside that small seed. We planted, just for experiment, we planted beans. Just in a bucket. Right? Only beans. We planted it and the thing grew. And we brought it out. We planted only 3 or 4 or 5. And then we had so many of it. A little bit. It's just an experiment. So, our children, those who don't even know what, you know, beans, how it looks like, all right, they saw it, that is how it is grown. Praise the Lord. The seed will not release, will not bring multiplication. That's also talking about evangelism. Until it is allowed to function, operate where it belongs. It is in the soil that it can be transformed and the power will be released and it will grow. But as long as we keep it in our shell, we keep it in our, you know, wherever we keep them and want to eat them, well, it serves a purpose, but that's not the only purpose. Praise the Lord. The word of God in our mouth, the word of God God has given to us, should be operative. We should begin to take authority. We should begin to act. We should begin to rewrite whatever the enemy has written. We should begin to, you know, destroy whatever the enemy had, mounted up. It's not the will of God that we should just look at God himself. When the entire world became chaotic, it wasn't just looking. Huh? Well, some story had it that it was when Lucifer fell to the earth. The earth was beautiful before. All right, that was this earth was his operational, plane. He operated from here to heaven to worship God. But when he rebelled against God, he fell. And the outcome, the result was the earth became chaotic. Everything was destabilized because evil entered into the world. God did not just keep looking. God decided to do something. He decided to undo what had been done by the devil. Darkness had been reigning. Say, no more shall darkness reign. Amen? Amen? Amen. So he did all that he did. And here we are today by the grace of God. So we must be like him. He gave us authority. We are the extension. The church is, he told Peter and to us, he said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind here on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose here on earth will be loose in heaven. He's talking about the power of the spoken word in him. We have it. Let's use it. Let's speak into somebody's life. Let's untie the person that has been bound. Let's speak healing. Let's speak life. Let's speak encouragement. Let's speak progress and breakthrough into the life of people. Hallelujah. Elisha had said to Naaman, 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5. Elisha said to Naaman, go and wash. Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 10 and 14. We know the story, just want us to look at it. In verse 10, Elisha sent a messenger to him saying, we know the story, that he came, alright, he wanted to be healed. But Elisha, instead of going to him, sent a messenger to him saying, go and wash in the Jordan. How many times? Seven times. And your flesh shall be what? Shall be restored to you. And you shall be clean. Go and wash. Where? In Jordan. Seven times, and your flesh shall be restored. But look at verse 14. But before we get to verse 14, there is some drama. Drama between 11 and 14. Alright, the drama, and what we see there is the same weapon the enemy is using today to destroy lives. Pride. Pride. So, Naaman was saying, look, what do you say? To wash. Number one, this Elisha, I thought he would come and lay hand on me and then cast out the leprosy. He's sending just ordinary messenger. Not only that, he's telling him to go and wash in River Jordan. What do you call it? You say Jordan, where we have beautiful river, Abana, where I'm coming from. Pride. Pride. You know, leprosy, if it's not cleansed, destroys just like sin. Hallelujah. So pride got over him. And the word already has gone out. Wash seven times, you will be healed. You will be healed. But he was so prideful that he wasn't ready to go. The Lord was ministering to me this morning. There are so many happenings in the world, and because of pride, so many people will not come to the Lord. So many people will not, they see themselves that, look, what are you talking about? You are talking to a rich man, a millionaire, telling him he needs Jesus. He doesn't see the need. He has the money. He wants to go to Europe. He has his own private jet. Everything is ready. So they don't have anything, any need. He doesn't have any need. Although there is a hole inside of him. He doesn't know how to feel. He thinks, okay, the more I acquire this, I get this, I fly everywhere. They think that is what we feel, that hole. The more they try, the more they discover that they are just having a cosmetic. They are trying to plaster. I'm sorry. We thank God for our sisters. Praise the Lord. All right. We thank God. I don't want to go that area. You understand? Okay. Okay. Praise the Lord. All right. We know that there are some things we have to cover, right? Because we don't want everybody to see it. All right. So many people in the world, we cover this, we cover that. Some cover it with drunkenness. They cover it with, everything you can think about. Some think is, let me have more business, getting more busy, getting more money, getting more women. All right? Flying from one point to the other, from the end of the world to the other end of the world. And the more they do this, the more they discover there's no peace. They're only using, applying cosmetics. There is a wound, and yet they're using what is not necessary to cover it up. It can't be healed. Naaman, for years, every day as a soldier, he would dress up in his military attire. Thank God for our mommy here. She didn't, she knows how they dress, and also we have our pastor there. All right. He dresses up in that attire, but he's covering something. So there are a lot of makeup, a lot of cover up. We have the reason why we are still having war in Ukraine and everywhere. Why nations are fighting, they are not agreeing together, is how dare you tell me to submit to this king or to that ruler or to this. So everybody has their own ideology. If you are not ready to come to me, I'm not ready to come to you. Isolation. So pride would have destroyed any man. But thank God. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 3 verse 34, surely is comes the scornful, but gives grace to the humble. God scorns the scornful, but gives grace to the humble. But it's our duty to do what Elijah did. He spoke, go and wash 7 times. And when when by the grace of God, God sent the handmaid in the house, all right, to his wife to tell him, look, you better take this opportunity. Because once it's gone, you can never regain it. So verse 14 says, so he went down and dipped 7 times in the Jordan according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child. Maybe you are hearing me online. There are some issues in your life that can never be solved until you surrender it to the Lord who created you. There are some battles you may be fighting, and you are fighting, and there's no way you overcome except he who is greater than the one that fights you comes in to rescue you. So today is a beautiful day for you, as you hear the word of God, to give your life to Christ and say, Lord, I surrender. I've been applying plasters, cosmetics. I've been trying to do it my own way. But today, I surrender. And I speak into your life as you obey God. As you submit yourself to him, and you recognize that your creator needs you and is the one that solves problem, he will come and rescue you. He will deliver you. He loves you so much. And that's why he remembers you today. Hallelujah. Naaman washed 7 times and he came cleaned, washed, and he became healthy. And he became healthy. I want to prophesy into the life of our young people, to the life of our singles. Today is your day. And whatever has been there that is standing between you and your miracle, between you and your breakthrough, between you and your breaking forth and your celebration, I pray and I decree that the Lord, the creator of the heaven and the earth, the one who created you, the one who set you, the one who raised you up, he knew you before you were created. He has somebody for you. And I decree from today that you begin to discover your Adam and begin to discover your Eve. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And if you have been covering up, if there have been pride anywhere, tell the Lord to forgive you and surrender to him. There are some school that we must go through, brethren, in order for a particular grace to be imparted into our lives. Not every situation, not every challenge, not every sickness, not every problem comes as a result of sin. But we must go through certain things in order to become what you want us to be. If you have seen a carpenter working, we don't see them here, we only see finished work, right? They don't show us their workshop. We just see the finished product. But if you go to where they are working, you will see them dirty. You see them sawing this, you know, measuring this and measuring that, and cutting this one and cutting that one and putting this together. And by the time you see that beautiful wardrobe or beautiful sofa chair, it has gone through some sawing, some sandpapering, some nailing, some gumming together. If the wood can talk, it will tell you, look, I saw hell. Before you come and purchase me, and you say, this is beautiful, I'm going to have it for my sitting room. If you know what I went through, it's gone through a lot. At the time, the carpenter will say, no, this is too long, it's too long. Saw it again. Here, he cut it over there, and then he put it together. It's not fitting, you know, trying to sandpaper. So, some of us were in there. We are in the workshop, the owner's workshop. And you cannot come out beautifully until there is the sawing, until there is the sandpapering, until there is the measuring and making sure that everything is perfect. And that is why the scripture says that Jesus will present his bridegroom to his father as what? Bridegroom without wrinkle or spot. But before we are presented as the bridegroom without wrinkle, without spot, there must be some papering, there must be all that, you know, the working of the owner in the workshop. He won't present you just as you are. He won't present me just as I am. No, he's working on us. God is working on us, he's working on you. We are not yet a finished product. But by the time he's done with you, he's done with me, and we stand before the King of Kings, Jesus is going to probably say, Father, can you see? And they will present you before his angels. Can you see those that will have been redeemed by my blood? But then before they get there, they are seeing small hell. Satan has fought you. Situation, the world, all the up and downs, all the challenges, the time when the enemy thought, I got him, I got her. And then you came under rescue. So by the time you come to the finish, like the carpenter bring you to the showroom where everybody, wow, this is beautiful. We are going to be inspected. That is why there is a judgment seat of Christ. Not judging you for your sin. But behold, my bride. The Father will inspect us. angels will inspect us. Wow. This is what the blood did. This is what the sacrifice of Jesus brought. Oh, he would have died there. He brought him out. That would have crushed her. She was delivered. Oh, see, when she was tired, when the enemy thought, I got her, angels came and helped. We are going through all that. The time is coming when the owner, the creator, will display you and myself. So, until then, endure. Walk. Look up. And keep marching on. Hallelujah. And anytime the word of God comes to you, please receive it. Whether privately, whether, you know, on the pulpit, whether somebody, receive it and swallow it. Some are painful. Do we take some pills that are bitter? The doctor says, take this 3 times a day, right? For that allergy to go. Say, this is very bitter. I'm not going to take it. Then the allergy will remain, right? But if you take that bitter pills, the allergy will go, right? There are times you take bitter pills. You say, no. If Christianity is this way, I don't think I won't come to that Mount Zion again. Take the bitter pill. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. Elijah said to the widow of Zarephath, 1 Kings chapter 17. We are looking at the power of the spoken word. If the word wasn't released to Naaman, Naaman would remain there and die as his honorable soldier, but a leper. But the word had to be released. Elisha did his part. He made sure he obeyed the Lord. He did not keep the word. If the Lord is sending you to somebody, tell that sister, tell that brother, it is well with you. Tell that brother, I am with you. There is a particular sister in this church. Oftentimes, she will come to me. I don't want to mention this. She will come to me. Pastor Emmanuel, the Lord is with you. I know God is helping you. I'm praying for you. It goes a long way. It goes a long. Some people think pastor doesn't need encouragement. Oh yeah, because you are seeing the face of God every day. They are human beings. One of the most difficult job or task is pastoring. Thank God for our pastor. I know he doesn't want those kind of accolades, but at the same time, he needs it. Needs it. Elijah said to the widow of Zarephath, 1 Kings 17. We are going to prophesy this morning. We are going to speak into lives. So be ready to pray. 1 Kings 17 verse 14 to 16. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bean of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth. I don't know why the Lord is bringing this again to me. I'm going back to the first point there. Elisha to a Naaman. There are some diseases that will not depart until you are spoken. There are some ailment that needs, they are waiting for. Not ordinary word. They are waiting for the word. The word. They are waiting for the word. One thing about John the Baptist, before we continue this second point. There are about 4 or 5 things about John the Baptist. He was a true witness. He was a faithful witness. He was a godly witness. He was a selfless witness. He was a bold witness. Having word, right word for the right group of people. He said to the children of Israel, when they came to him in the wilderness, said, oh, you generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee the coming wrath? He had a word for them. It was one, it was a bitter pill. He had a word. He had a word for Herod. It is not fit for you to take your brother's wife. He was a bold witness. For everyone that he encountered, for everyone the Lord sent him, he had the word. Because that is what is needed at that time for change, healing, restoration, deliverance, whatever you call it. If they take it, it will happen. If they reject it, they continue to carry their problem. So there are some issues, sicknesses, situations that is waiting for you to speak. You must speak. And when you speak, they will hear. And they will obey the name of Jesus. Don't forget, it's not you doing it. It's the Lord doing it, but he's using a vessel. Hallelujah. Go back to your second point. Elijah to the widow of Zarephath. Now this is the issue, not of sickness now. This is the issue of poverty, shame, reproach, delay. And Elijah came to this woman, the widow of Zarephath, and said unto her, after she had obeyed the Lord and, you know, blessed Elijah, and he said, for thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bane of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth. So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and he and her household ate for how many days? Many days. Many days. There had been famine in the land. And the Lord had told Elijah to go stand before Ahab. Declare the word. Whether Ahab believe, obey or not, release the word. So he spoke the word and he left. God told him, go and hide. He did. And he hid by the brook. The brook, I think, is Sharet or Gennesaret, whatever the name. And he was drinking from that brook, and God said, I have commanded the raven to do what? To feed you there. And when the brook dried up, God had a plan for him. He said, rise, go to Zarephath. In obedience. And he got to this woman and spoke the word. What Elijah needed, the entire land is in, they are going through famine. They are going through period of need. And this woman had come out, a woman of destiny. She didn't just come out there by mistake. Because you are people of destiny, you are a child of destiny, God will make you to walk in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. She came out at the right time to gather still, because there was a divine appointment. She had to meet with the man of God that will speak into her, you know, into our situation, into our life, into our foundation. Elijah said, I need a cup of water. I think that one is, famine has not touched that. Water was still available. As she was going to bring water, I said, oh, please, when you are coming, make cake. Just bring me, you know, I need cake. Say, look, I'm gathering sticks here to make the last meal for me and my son to eat and die. But heaven had destined that she's not meant for death and her household. And for her to understand and to know that, somebody has to speak into her life. You are not meant to go or perish like those others in the city. Though to you are going to eat the last meal with your son and die. But heaven meant it that you will live. But he needs to hear the word. So Elijah said, thus says the Lord, if you do this, this is what is going to happen. First make mine, bring it to me, and then you go back and make yours and your son. For thus says the Lord, this is what will happen. There are situations that have been there in some lives, in some families. It's a carryover. Generational problem, generational cause, generational poverty, generational reproach, delay, oppression, near success syndrome. I'm going to get there very soon, very soon. It's always very soon. I never get there. And this has been happening. We say, oh, yeah, we are children of God. Yeah, it's true. But we need to speak the word. There is one thing about we are saved. Our spirit man is born again, right? The spirit man is born again. But then we are in three compartments. We are in three different, we are not three, well, man is made up of soul, spirit, and body. The body is what we see, the outer man, all right? The outer man receive a lot of oppression, a lot of things that is happening because it's the outer man. It's the contact between the physical and the soulish man or the spirit man. It's the spirit man that is born again, but it's going to take time for the spirit to be able to influence the soul and the body. So oftentimes the spirit is, you know, is rejoicing, but the body is going through some things. And then before the flesh, the body can experience the retouch of God, we must see what is it, 2 John or 3 John that says that, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. How? Even as your soul prospers. Until the soul prospers, the body suffers. Until the soul receives that touch from the Spirit of God wading in from outside, touching the soul by His Spirit, the body suffers. That's why there is disease, there are problems, there are issues. We say, we children of God. Yeah. But then we can speak and there will be turnaround. We still believe in miracle. Amen. Amen. So this woman would have died with his son in poverty, in that famine. But she came. Thank God she recognized not only that she was destined to be there, she recognized the presence. God helped her to recognize the voice and the one that spoke into her life. Some will still say, no, I think you are selfish. No, how dare you tell me, make your own force when I'm telling you, myself and my son, that is the last thing we have. But God helped her. May the Lord help us. There are foundations that need to be uprooted by the word of the Lord. There are foundations that have been laid. Some forefathers went and made some covenants. Made covenant that both them and the generation coming, this and this and this will be what they will be doing. Or they will be in allegiance with this spirit or with that God or with that, whatever that they have covenanted with. And because they did it, and all the offspring, you know, they are from that lineage. They carry the blood of that man, of that woman. The devil begin to afflict not the spirit, but the body. There will be a deliverance. I said there will be a deliverance. Which, by the grace of God, we're going to speak the word. All of us, we are going to speak the word. You are going to speak the word. We're going to stand upon the word of God and resist the devil, and he will flee away from you. Hallelujah. Abraham entertained angels unknowingly. It's a long one, but we are not going to read that. Genesis 18, 1 to 15. But just write it down. Like I said earlier on, there are sicknesses, terminal diseases, you know, whatever they call them, that must not have any place in the life of the people of God. Isaiah 28, 18 says, your covenant with death will be annulled or cancelled, and your agreement with Sheol will not stand. Whether it was you that made it or it was made on your behalf by proxy. Every covenant that has been made, either by proxy or by you unknowingly, the Bible says, the word of God says, and if that has to do with death, it will be annulled. It will be annulled. When we say death, death is a termination. It's a terminal thing. You know, it's separation of one from life. When death occurs, it separates the one that experiences it from the living ones. And death can happen to economy, can happen to finances, can happen to marriages, can happen to anything. A termination happens. So not only to you as an individual, but any covenant that have been made one way or the other, or error that have been made, and that causes termination. We're going to decree by the word of the Lord, it shall not stand. And your agreement with Sheol will not stand. Covenant with death will be annulled in the mighty name of Jesus. So Elijah spoke into the life of the widow of Zarephath. And from verse 16, you see what happened that, in verse 16, that, you know, from that day, that was ticked. Not only that, they ate and drank and lived many days. No death recorded. The woman never ran out of with, whatever you want to call it. Whether you want to call it with, want to call it semolina, want to call it just translating to the kind of food you eat. Whatever it is those days, she had it. Praise the Lord. Like the story about manna. Right, manna is a spiritual meal that God sent to the children of Israel. They pack it, all right? Now, one mystery, one miracle by that manna is this. God has given them what to do. Do not take more than an ephah. All right? Gather just an ephah for one person. And after it has been gathered, they have to measure it. No, there are some, we are human beings who are greedy. We are five. I think we have to gather for seven. Gather for seven. All right? And then by the time they measure it, everything comes to five. Then the others, well, I don't think I can carry too much. Too many of these. Carry so little. And there are 10 in the family. By the time they measure it, it becomes 10. 10 efforts. In one word, all that pertains to you for life and godliness, which have been provided for in Christ Jesus, you will not be short of it. Like we study in the book of Proverbs, it said, do not give me poverty so that I will not deny you, right? And don't make me to be too rich so that I will not come to a place where I say there is no God. In one word, Lord, I want moderation. So, all that you need for life and for godliness is in Christ. You will not be short of it. If you are short of it, then something is happening. That's what we are saying. Lord, there must be all that you need for life, all I need for life and godliness, which is in Christ, in moderation. All that I need until I see him. All that you need until you see him, your family, to train your children, to university, to whatever you need in moderation. So that you don't go and beg. I don't go and beg. And they say, where is our God? And they go to church every day. God will make it. We'll provide it. God will speak into your life. God will speak his word into your life. In the name of Jesus. Third point before we pray. We know this in the New Testament. John, Peter and John went to the beautiful gate. Jesus must have seen this guy several times, or he must have seen Jesus. Every time, no, Jesus and his people enter into the temple, he was always there because they always bring him to the beautiful gate to beg alms. You know, what he does is to beg alms, and that is his beautiful profession. He lives on others. He depends on others. Without hands, he cannot make it. And that was his life. So this beautiful day, Peter and John were going to the temple to pray at the hour of prayer. The hour of prayer. And as usual, the lame man was... Let's read the scripture first. Acts chapter 3, verses 6 to 9. Acts 3, 6 to 9. Okay, let me read from verse 2. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried. Lame from his mother's womb. What a predicament. Whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. He lived by the gate. He stays by the gate, Beautiful, but nothing beautiful in his life. To ask alms from those who entered the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John and Peter, said, "Look at us." As he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them, then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give to you. I don't have gold, but I have the word." You are looking for gold. You've been having gold every day, yet you are not satisfied. And gold cannot take you out of this gate. As long as you continue to have this gold, because you can never be satisfied with it. The gold cannot fix your predicament because it was loaned from his mother's womb, right? Gold cannot fix it. But Peter and John said, "We have something better than gold. That which we have, we give unto you." Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He spoke. They spoke the word into his life. Theirs is to speak the word. It's God's work to do the work. It's the work of the Holy Spirit to do the healings. Oftentimes we don't want to say anything. Suppose I say something and nothing happened. That is when we put ourselves as, "I am going to be the healer. When I speak it, so that people will know that, hey, the anointing has come." Nothing will ever happen. Because you are putting yourself in a place where you know you are not supposed to operate. We are just vessels. We are just messengers. Deliver the word. Say it as he told you. Leave the word by him or by her. Let the word do the work. Peter didn't say, "Look on us, we are the healer. Look on us, we are going to do wonderful thing in your life." He said, "Look on us. Silver and gold we have none, but such as we have, we give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood, walked, and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. That was the best day of his life. Not the day he received the highest gold. The best day of his life was the day he heard that word, "Rise up and walk." And he did walk. We need the word of God. The best day, the best hour, the best moment of our lives, of our days, at the time, the period when God sows his word into us. Because the word of God will do the impossible. The word of God will search our heart. The word of God will do the operation. The word of God will do the healing. The word of, if it is the soulish healing, if it is healing in our soul that we need, the word of God will do it. If it is the physical healing, the word of God will do it. If it is the spiritual, in their spirit man, the word of God will do it. So, let's remind ourselves that we are not the worker of miracle. We are not the one that heals. We are not the one that saves. We are not the one that delivers. God does that. But we are his messengers. We have to speak. If God tells you, go and tell Amaka or tell Abby. So. Say it and God will walk. Amen. We saw God in action yesterday. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Because God wants to do something. And you just leave the rest to God. Amen. 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 So Peter and John do their part, spoke the word at the appointed time, at the appointed time at the gate, Beautiful,
That day his life became beautiful. That day he stopped begging. That day he stopped being a parasite. That day he stopped waiting until people give him some dimes before he's able to eat breakfast or lunch or, you know, we see them around us. The Lord walk through us to touch their lives. You see, some of them, they carry cups, right? Right. So, God wants to do a transformation in the life of everyone. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There are those who are seated at the gate of the kingdom but will never enter. Because all their agenda and all their goal is, let me use the opportunity of the gate. Let me use the advantage of the gate to get all I can get. And we see what is happening in the world today. They are getting all that they need to get at the gate. This, because people are flooding in. People are coming for worship. People are coming to serve God. They are using that opportunity to amass money, wealth, into their pockets. They are the gate. And they may never enter. They may never enter. God have mercy. In the name of Jesus. Jesus said, you cannot serve two masters. You will love one and hate the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You can't do the two. You will have to hate one and then click to the other. But we have seen so many, many things that is happening in the world today. But don't let us go into that. But God has sent us, like Peter and John, to go to the gates. Those who are there with a different ideology, those who are near, you know, candidate of the kingdom, but who are not there in the kingdom, who are prevented by one thing or the other, we are to speak the word. Let's speak life. Let's speak deliverance. Let's speak hope. Let's tell them you can make it. Let's tell them God loves you. You can be transformed. Let's tell them those physical things cannot take you anywhere. But God can take you beyond your expectation. Hallelujah. Amen. Your time has come. I say your time has come. Amen. To experience the power of the Lord. Amen. Your time has come. Those pain, those anguish, those situations, those impossible things. You can't bear them. You can't carry them. We are not meant to carry them. That is why we feel the pain. That is why we, you know, we want to carry it when we're supposed to, you know, shove it to the Lord. He's our burden bearer. Amen. He's the one that has a broad shoulder that he can carry our pains, our burdens, our, you know, difficulties, you know, our whatever causes, weeping, whatever it is. We are human. Shove it to the Lord. Shove it to the Lord. He will take care of you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 107 verse 20 says, he sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from what? Their destruction. Whatever the enemy has sent, you know, to distract and to destroy, his word will do what? We heal. We divert. We bring life. In the name of Jesus. Romans chapter 10 verse 8 says, but what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So we are going to proclaim that word today. You are going to pray. We are going to do that in a few minutes. You have to speak into the life of your brother and your sister. Amen. 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 All right. Amen. Amen. Before we do the general praying, I want us to please rise. You are going to take somebody. You are going to pray and prophesy into the life of that person. You are going to release the word. Whatever word that God is giving you. Whatever word God is giving. Don't forget, it's not your word. The word of God. Quote it. Hold it. And send into the life of that your brother, your sister. Declare it. And I want us to pray fervent prayer this morning. It's not a Jelenke prayer. It's not a psychedelic prayer. Let us pray with all our strength. And Send the seed of the word into the life of your brother and your sister. Somebody, see our Pastor Van there. Pastor Victor, you want to pray with Pastor Van? Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. Pastor Victor, join me if you don't have anybody. Hallelujah. Peter said, silver and gold, we have none. This one can perish. This one can change. This one, their power to purchase is limited. It cannot purchase your healing. It cannot purchase what you want that will satisfy you for eternity. But that which we have, we give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise and walk. So, I want us to speak the word. Speak the word. What is the word God is giving you for your brother and your sister this very moment? Speak into the life of your brother and sister and begin to pray. Pray fervently and begin to uproot all that need to be uprooted. There are three levels that we have seen here. That is the issue of the man that needs salvation, that needs healing. But he was so prideful. And thank God the pride was broken. And it came to experience his healing. There are those in the category of divine intervention. Yes, there are needs, there are issues.
Pray as I led. Makabode kabababa. In the mighty name of Jesus. Make a baba, the Lord said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. In the kaboke, the Lord said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no help. I will pray into your life right now.
Ikaria baba soto robo shete le baba basho kante baba ba reka santa makari baba le baruska brokoto santi ba mankaria baba sata le baraka sata manta la boka tapushke prekati manze brunga sata baba kaba le kanto goburia magade roketa rekata baba shota rekento magadesa let faith arise reakata baba Fakatara baba shoto, mankaria baba sata. Let faith arise. Reka buka sante, makadiba soto. Repo shatamba, makata baba, reakata baba. Faith arise. Rekata baba. We receive your word. We receive your word. We receive your word. The power of your word. Reka busate, mara baba sate. Rekete baba baba.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
I want us to apply the blood of Jesus. See, the blood of Jesus speaks better thing than the blood of Abel. Let me quickly say this. Some of us who came from a background, especially those of us from Africa, I don't know, maybe you came from a family that were not too fetish. Mine was so fetish. Mine, they worship idols. So there have been all kinds of blood sacrifices with the names of all the children in it. But the Bible tells me the blood of Jesus speaks better things than the blood of Abel. There are four categories of blood: the blood of animal, the blood of human, the blood of the matters, and the blood of God himself. The highest of all the blood is the blood of Jesus. So that blood speaks better things. I want to use that blood and wipe out anything, any blood that is crying for vengeance. Use the blood of Jesus
any sacrifice that have been made that is haunting, that is walking, that is fighting, that is oppressional in the life of your brother, your sister, use the blood of Jesus to wipe away every situation, whatever the blood of the animal, the blood of goats, the blood of tortoise, the blood of chicken, the blood of human that was sacrificed. Oh yes, any covenant that have been signed with the blood of animal, with the blood of human being, with the blood of witches and wizards, use the name of Jesus, the blood of Christ Jesus. That is the highest blood. That is the most powerful blood. We wipe out every blood, every little blood crying for vengeance, crying, oh yes, for oppression, oh, crying for every agreement that have been signed in the spirit with the blood of tortoise, with the blood of roaches, with the blood of goats and dogs and animals, with the blood of pregnant women. Hey, kapare kerebebos, right now we use the name of Jesus, we use the blood of Jesus, 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 the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. We wipe out every handwriting. We wipe out every demand, every cry from hell, every cry from any angle, from generational past. Oh yes, every demand. Oh makatabos, oh la la kadaba. Every demand over your life, over your destiny, over your job, over your ministry, over your life, over your marriage, over your children, over your husband, over your wife, over the good things that God, the Lord made for you. Any blood that is crying out for vengeance, for attack, in the name of Jesus, we apply the blood of Jesus. 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 The blood that speaks. That speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Remara katababa boshete. Remama rekebaba rekebaba. Yekatababa bababa. Ela katabrokos kalelebo kandaba. Eda yaba horiama kabareke kole keskelebo santa. Marika bababa. Elekete bababa rianana katayis. Ela katababa rebo selekele baba. Mandereba mandereba kabaraba kete yaba. Lekete bobo riaba daba ketes. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. It is written, any truth that my Father in heaven has not written shall be uprooted by the taproot. You are going to pray. Lord, if there have been any planting, planted by men, by demon, by forces of darkness, by situation, any planting that has not been, is not originating from the kingdom of God, that's not originated from God himself. Lord, let those planting of frustration, of rejection, of failure, of delay, of poverty, of barrenness, of illness, of backwardness, or near success syndrome, everything that has been planted that is not of God, begin to uproot them. Decree that the word of God says, thus says the Lord, any tree that my Father in heaven has not planted shall be uprooted by the taproot. So Father, uproot in the life of my brother. Any tree, whatever kind of tree of bitterness, tree of delay, tree of, Lord, whatever sickness, tree, oh God, of oppression, anything, oh God, that is not yours, almighty Father, that enemy deposited, let them be uprooted right now, in the name of Jesus, from your life, from your family, from your home, from your job, from your finance, from your health, in the name of Jesus, from your wife, from your children, from your grandkids, in the name of Jesus, for everything that has to do with you, in your Christian journey, in the Kabakonda, in your ministry, Makabokele, Manda Babroko Sete, Barika Bobo, Manda Yabakerikes Kerebos, Manda Bakerebobo, Ikebo Shantaya, Kababromo Sete, Hila Dada, Oleke Baba Selekete, Manda Yabakerebo Sekerebo. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Kaba, Oriende Kerebaba, Manda Baba. We are put on God. Any planting of the enemy. Any planting of the enemy. Hey, Bakadaba Selekea, Ore Baba. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. We are going to destroy every adulteration. Remember the story, Jesus mentioned it, told the story of
the good man who planted good, you know, the seed in his farm. And then he went away. And then the enemy came and sowed tears. Adulterated the original. You are going to approach. You are going to decree. Father, and when they came, they discover. And then the servants drew the attention of the master. Didn't you plant good seed? How come all this? Tears. Say, the enemy has done this. While men slept. You are going to pray. Lord, whatever the enemy has sown, while we were sleeping spiritually. While men slept, whatever the enemy deposited. While we were slowing, while we were lazy, while we were lost slumbering spiritually. Whatever the enemy had deposited. Lord, in the life of my brother, my sister. Father, this very day, let it go, God. We send forth your word. We send forth your word. We send forth your word. Let your word uproot them. In the name of Jesus, let your word uproot them. Makabosata, Erika Babareki, Randa Bakandabos, Inada. Let your word uproot them. We uproot them, oh God. Father, any plant that you have not planted, Father, be uprooted right now in our midst, in Mosiah, in every family, in every home, in every child, in every youth, in every adult, in every agent, in the name of Jesus, in the life of our ministers, Lebo Kababosi, Randadaba Kabados, Yala Baba Baba. Any planting that is not of God, be uprooted right now, Marco Prasalita. Rebo rebo rebo, manda kabo karikaba karaba kalaba dobo siete te. Renda hura kanda ba buba ya ba buba ya kaba ba reba ba. Make koko skali karaba selenes. Ah, mighty Father, in the name of Jesus, leko ba bremo setia. Reke ba ba reba ba huma ya kades. Ileke bo 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 bo. Manda ya boke reba. Rakata boke ya manda. Orika te ba ba ba. Moria la kada ba ba. Matombo boke de ya ba. Mande ye bukari ya ba selenes. Kataba huma ye kede de bo siete ya ba. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us begin to right whatever had been wrong. See that layman from his mother's womb. See how long the enemy has kept him. There's another man also who had been sick for 38 years, paralyzed. But Jesus came for him. And here that we read about Peter and John, what was wrong? What the enemy had destroyed. God, through the name of Jesus that was released into the life of this young man, everything was straightened out. So we are going to decree. Whatever had been wrong, we know we are in a world that the enemy is taking advantage of. Whatever had been wrong is not for the fault of anybody. It's not the fault of you or myself. We just find ourselves in a wicked world. We find ourselves in a world that the enemy, the devil, is operating. And is ruling, sending his demons to attack people. So let us pray. Lord, today we stand upon your word. Silver and gold we do not have. But what we have today is the name of Jesus. So at the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we right every wrong. We straighten every crooked paths. We make valleys to be filled. We make mountains to be lowered. In the life of my brother. In the life of my sister. Lord, whatever needs to be lowered. Whatever needs to be straightened. Whatever needs, oh God, Father. Jehovah God, that the enemy is taking advantage of. Lord, this very day, we bring the name of Jesus in collision. The name of Jesus in collision. Oh yes, to that power, to that attack. In the name of Jesus, we use the name of Jesus. Oh yes, you collide, Jesus. Collide with every power, with everything that is fighting my brother, everything that is fighting my sister. Lord, we use the name of Jesus. Collide, oh God. Because your word says, whoever falls upon the rock shall be broken. Whoever the rock shall fall upon shall be grounded. Father, this very day, let, oh God, the everlasting rock fall upon every situation. Fall upon every issue. Fall upon every power of darkness. Lord, grant them to powder. In the name of Jesus, Mare Kobanda, Rende Kebokende, Ramba Katababoshi, Rendeke Bababa, Manda Yabokende, Iyalababa Sete. Thank you, Father. Glory, honor to your name, O God. Blessed be the name, O God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Lastly, I want us to pray. See, what the enemy prevented that man from, or that the one that was paralyzed for 38 years, prevented it from his family, prevented it from entering the temple,
prevented the woman with the issue of blood from entering to the temple, which is the presence of God. But when they met with Jesus, when the higher power met with the issues in their life, Bartimaeus immediately began to walk with Jesus on the way. We are going to pray. What the enemy is fighting you for. And he says, I don't want her to get there. I don't want it to make that. I don't want that to happen. I don't want. And he's fighting you tooth and nail. Today you get it. Today you are stepping into your miracle. You are stepping into your victories. You are stepping into a turnaround. That God begin to do it by himself. God begin to clothe you with the garment of honor, the garment of celebration. That victory come your way. Yes, healing come your way. Your all that you have been expecting, all that the enemy is fighting you for, you begin to have them. Yes, yes, our harvest. Yes, Lord, we have it. A breakthrough, a breakthrough, a miracle, decoration. Lord, your anointing, your glory, come upon your church. In the name of Jesus, Lord, your beauty. Yours, Lekoba, Randa, Kabos, Lord, your daughter. They have their husbands, they have their wives. In the name of Jesus, Lekondo Baba, their jobs, their ministry. Lord God Almighty, oh Father, whatever the enemy is fighting them for, Lord God Almighty, not to be, Father, the faithful believer, Lord, today we receive grace, we receive strength, we receive ability to walk before you perfectly. And our Cambosia, and the Rebobo, ah, Cabadende, ah, hey, thank you, Lord. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I thought that was the last one, but the Holy Spirit just dropping this in my heart. See, the greatest thing that can ever happen to the man or woman is to walk with God. Is to walk and serve him and worship him. That is why you find it in the life of this man at the gate. Immediately he was healed. Started jumping, jumping and leaping. And where did he go? The house, the temple. Immediately the Bartimaeus received his sight. Where did he go? He followed Jesus on the way. The man who was sitting at the beautiful gate came for gold. He forgot the gold. He threw away the gold issue. Because when you have him, you have both him and the gold. So let us pray. Lord, strengthen my feet. Strengthen my feet on this path. Strengthen my feet on this journey. Strengthen my feet, Lord, to walk with you. Strengthen my feet. Lord, pray for your brother and your sister. Strengthen the feet of my brother and my sister. Strengthen us, oh God. To walk faithfully on this path. To walk, oh God. Lord, strengthen our feet. Help us, oh God. Father. Lord God Almighty. Help us. Strengthen us. Strengthen our feet. Strengthen our feet, Lord. Strengthen our feet, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Strengthen our feet. Ah, strengthen our feet. Strengthen our feet, oh God. Strengthen our feet, Lord. The blind man that was healed. The blind man that was blind from his womb, from his mother's womb. As soon as he got his sight too, he went to the temple. Oh God. Strengthen our feet. Turn our heart to you, God. Turn our heart to you, God. Turn our heart toward you, God. Turn our heart toward you, God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Father, I speak the very day, standing upon your word. The purpose why you created us is for us to master the things in the world. We had it yesterday. To govern, to be in charge. Not those things to be in charge on us. Not for those things to rule us. We are to rule them. We are to tell them where to go. But oftentimes it's the other way around. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we stand upon your word today. We stand here, O God, not in our strength. We stand in the strength and in the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that every shaky foundation, every foundation that has been mortgaged out, every foundation that has been leagued with ancestral covenants that have been haunting the people of God, that will not make them stand, that will not make them, oh God, stand to carry out the purpose of their existence. This morning, stand upon the word. You sent forth your word. You heal them. Not only physical healing, you heal them. And you deliver them from their destruction. Every destruction of the soul, of the mind, of the spirit, of the body. Every destruction of destiny. Every destruction of good things that God intended for you, that the enemy is trying to take away. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command that every destruction be stopped. Every deterioration spiritually right now is stopped. Every assignment of hell against you, against your life, against your home, against your family, against your successful journey until you see Jesus. Every conspiracies in the spirit realm against you, the battle that continued after your parents, that you do not even know, you don't even know how you inherited it. Lord, let it not be the end. Terminate every agreement of soil, every agreement of death in the name of Jesus. Lord, whatever word that the enemy, the other side, the darkness has spoken into any life, into any foundation that have been operative right from the third, fourth, fifth, even tenth generation in the past, through our ancestors, whatever they ate, whatever they ate and they drank in that agreement, whether they used the blood of animal or birds or whatever reptile, or the blood of human being, or the blood of anything, now we have come with the blood of Jesus, the highest of all blood. We apply the blood of Jesus, that the blood of Jesus is speaking right now. Wipe out, oh God, every other infusion, every other blood that is made for every covenant, made through other blood other than the blood of Jesus. Wipe them off in the name of Jesus. Every power that is attacking the foundation of your children, because they saw. Because every child that is born has glory. Every child that is born has a star. They saw the star of Jesus in the east. Jacob, they saw the star of Moses. Every power that have seen your star, that is fighting, that doesn't want you to make it spiritually, Lord, release your host of heaven. Release your angels. In the mighty name of Jesus, destabilize them, oh God. Destroy their nations. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus, you were manifested. You manifest yourself. You were manifested to destroy the works of darkness. You came to destroy the works of darkness. You came to destroy the work of darkness. Let every work of darkness, let every atrocity from the kingdom of darkness against your church, against Mount Zion, against every family, against every entity, against every believer, against every child, against every youth, against every adult, against all God, the singles. Let all God, every work of darkness that you came to destroy, never exist in their lives. Let the work of darkness that you came to destroy never rise up again. We envelop ourselves with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Rema kama na yahare koboskerete. Rema mama 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 mande koboskalama na kufuri arabas. Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, Baba Sali Kalabasete Dedis. Rema mama 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 rekabadabasata ya ya. Yaka manda bokoria nabasete Dedis. Rima mama rebo salakatos. Rekadabakoria makadabatundos. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus Christ. Lema kabeka salakatos. The blood of Jesus. There's a collision, yes, the name of Jesus collides with poverty, collides with sickness, collides with delays, collides with failure, collides with impossibilities, collides with fear, collides with everything. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, honor to your name, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. His name is higher than any other names. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. His name is higher than any other names. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is high above other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is Jesus. Jesus, your name is Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. The only power that can contend with your destiny, the only power that can challenge the power of the Almighty God, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the one who rose from the grave the third day, who conquered death. That power must be able to be everywhere at the same time. Must be able to understand all the languages of cricket, animals, human beings at the same time. Must be able to uphold the things that God has created without getting weary or tired by the word of his mouth or his power. And that is not like none, oh God. None fits in. None fits in. So no contender. No contender. Father,
We come not in our strength. We declare by your word, O God, there shall not be any retaliation. No backfiring of the works of darkness. We backfire every arrow from the pit of hell. They lost it. The enemy lost it in your life and it's lost forever. They lost it. They can't regain what Jesus has given you. They can't take it back. It's too hot. Any attempt in any quarter at any given time will be met by fire. Fire from your kingdom, O God. Fire of the Holy Spirit. We robe ourselves with the blood of the Lamb. We robe ourselves with the garment of righteousness of Christ. We robe ourselves with that fire of the Holy Ghost that no one can touch. It is written, he did not permit anyone to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Thank you, Father. All that, oh God, that you have done in Mount Zion, in every family, in the life of our young ones, youth, adult, aged, families, marriages, in our health, in our spiritual life, in our soulish life, today remain permanent. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. All that the enemy has taken away, right now with great alacrity, they are being returned. Restoration. 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 Jesus called you thief. Said, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And the word of God says, when a thief is discovered, when he's stealing, he shall recover what he stole fourfold. You have been discovered. So all that you have stolen, be recovered, be returned fourfold. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Take all the glory. Cover all our family members with the blood of Jesus. All our extended family members. All our properties. Wherever we have to be, we have to go. We spring in the blood of Jesus ahead. Wherever we must be at any given time. The Bible says you went ahead. Wherever, oh God, you knew the disciples will go. You already there. You went ahead of them. Lord Jesus, you go ahead of us. To any assignment, you go ahead of us. To any journey, you go ahead of us. Thank you, Father. Take all the glory. Blessed be thy name. Pray in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Worship you.